Their opponents came at them early, but in the end, the Sioux College women's hockey team remains unbeaten at the American Collegiate Hockey Association Division II National Championship. Sioux College improved to 2-0 on Friday afternoon thanks to a 10-0 win over the University of Delaware. After a slow start and an early timeout in the opening period, Sioux College opened the scoring when Emma Lee picked up her second goal of the tournament just under 7 minutes into the contest. After Emily Moore won a puck battle in the corner, she hit Lee with a pass in the right faceoff circle and the latter beat Delaware goaltender Maddie Boyle high short side. Midway through the period, Alyssa Turcotte made it a 2-0 game when she scored on a tap-in after a backdoor pass from Marie Pierre Lacourse. Moore made it 3-0 when she broke down the left wing and beat Boyle with a shot from the faceoff circle 5-hole on the next shift. Lee added her second goal of the day late in the period when she followed up after a Moore redirection just missed. Lee grabbed the loose puck below the goal line, circled into the left faceoff circle and beat Boyle with a shot high short side with 1:19 to go in the period. Sioux College took a 5-0 lead in the second period when Megan Daly scored her first of the tournament at 9:27. Jacinta Eshkakogan skated the puck deep into the Delaware zone on the left wing and sent the puck into the slot where it hit a skate before ending up on Daly's stick where she proceeded to beat Boyle gloveside. The goal ended the day for Boyle in goal. Brooke Brazeau made it a 6-0 game just 26 seconds into the third when she took a pass in the slot from Moore below the goal line and beat Delaware goaltender Kaylee McFadden gloveside. Olivia Barsanti scored her first of the tournament to make it a 7-0 game when she beat McFadden stickside on a breakaway at 10-11. Turcotte scored her second goal of the day 44 seconds later when she potted a rebound in close after McFadden made the initial save on the Jasmine Grelot on the play. Daly added her second of the day at 17:44 when she beat McFadden with a point shot through traffic and Grelot capped off the scoring with 35 seconds to go when she took a pass in close from Lacourse and beat McFadden stickside. Cassidy Dobson picked up the shutout in goal for Sioux College. Sioux College will wrap up pool play on Saturday afternoon when they face Providence in a battle of the top two seeds in their pool.